After a two-hour meeting, President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a joint news conference at the White House. Biden pointed out that the visit comes on an anniversary.
This visit also falls on the 300-day mark of Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine. 300 days since Putin launched an unprovoked, unjustified, all-out assault on the free people of Ukraine. 300 days of Ukrainian people showing Russia and the world their steel backbone, their love of country, and their unbreakable determination, and I emphasize unbreakable determination, to choose their own path.
Biden talked about support the U.S. has already sent to Ukraine, and he used the occasion to announce more military aid.
Today, I'm announcing the next tranche of our security assistance to Ukraine, $1.85 billion package of security assistance that includes both direct transfers of equipment to you that Ukraine needs, as well as contracts to supply ammunition Ukraine will need in the months ahead for its artillery, its tanks, and its rocket launchers. Critically, in addition to these new capabilities, like precision aerial munitions, the package will include a Patriot missile battery, which will train Ukrainian forces to operate as part of the ongoing effort to help bolster Ukraine's air defense.
The Patriot Air Defense Battery is a big step up in U.S. support. There has been ongoing debate over whether the U.S. should send more sophisticated weapons, such as aircraft or long-range missiles. One reporter asked about that.
Can we make a long story short and give Ukraine all capabilities it needs and liberate all territories rather sooner than later? Thank you.
Well, his answer is yes.
I agree.
Zelensky's visit marked an opportunity to thank Biden, Congress, and the American people for military and humanitarian assistance, and to ask for more. It raises Zelensky's image on the international stage, and it gives his cause a boost in Congress at a time that some fear a Republican majority in the House of Representatives could slow down aid. Biden says that won't happen, and Zelensky does not seem worried. He spoke through a translator.
And regardless of changes in the Congress, I believe that there will be bipartisan and bicameral support.
Biden says the U.S. and Ukraine share a common vision, including wanting an end to the war. Zelensky also spoke of things in common.
We really fight for our common victory against this tyranny. That is real life. And we will win. And I really want to win together. Thanks so much. Not want, sorry, I'm sure.
Biden made it clear he's not pressing Ukraine to hold back or instructing it on negotiations, as he says, nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. But how to end the war remains an elusive question, especially now that Russia is expected to start a new phase of attacks in the early months of the new year. When a reporter asked what a just peace would look like, Zelensky said that's a philosophical question, meaning different things to different people.
You know how many parents lost their sons and daughters on the front lines. So what is just peace for them? Money is nothing, and no compensations or reparations are of no consequence.
On a brighter note, Biden noted that Zelensky's visit comes on the fourth night of Hanukkah, the celebration of a miracle.
How the flame of faith, with only enough oil for one day, burned brightly for 8 days. A story of survival and resilience that reminds us that the coldest days of the year, that light will always prevail over darkness, and hope drives away despair. And that the human spirit is unconquerable as long as there are good people willing to do what is right.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.